At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number 2, live right here on this Wednesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. It is our second hour. It is the second day of July. And as we celebrated yesterday, it is a month of football. And in these days leading into the 4th of July weekend, we get you ready with a football state of mind and a football focus. Division by division, each and every day leading into Friday here on the Early Line. Yesterday, 3 divisions around the AFC, AFC North, AFC East, AFC South. We will wrap up the conference with the AFC West here in just a matter of moments and embark on the NFC as well here in hour number 2, DRS.
Yeah, good stuff here talking football as we get ready for training camps. We all have to love that. 4th of July weekend coming up next week. We get into the grind days of July. The dog days of summer getting here. The MLB All-Star break. Football is going to carry us along, even if you're talking Patrick Mahomes or maybe DJ Lagway. You never know.
Whoa, what do you mean, DJ Lagway?
Yeah.
Like what are you talking about, DJ Lagway?
Some people got DJ Lagway on their mind right now. Is he better than Arch? You know what I mean? Come on. It's a lot of competition out there for the eyeballs now in the football season, Ben. College football, professional football, they're going to start to collide pretty soon.
I'm hoping DJ Lagway is pretty darn good. It's one of the reasons, DRS, that my first win total bet in any level of football, collegiately or LIU, in the NFL, was on Florida. Yeah. Big. We need that one. On Florida, over 6.5, that number now 7.5 with some juice on the under. The Gators have the most difficult schedule in all of college football, including the ESPN's Football Power Index. We are hoping that DJ Lagway can persevere through it.
Yeah.
Was it Lacy guy or was it Kevin Walsh? It's pretty fired up by the Gators signal caller.
I don't know. I was looking there. You know, you got the Long Island game. Then you got another cupcake in South Florida. Then you go down September 13th at night, Death Valley, to take on LSU. Nussmeier matchup going right head-to-head with Lagway. I mean, that could be a Heisman Trophy elimination game, Ben, right off the bat in September. I mean, come on now. We're having fun with football now. Come on. Let's go.
Sometimes DRS will surprise me where he starts talking about college football. He's got a preview magazine he just started to read. I love it, DRS. I do love it. We'll talk about the National Football League now, though, as we continue to go division by division. And we focus on our final of 4 within the AFC. It is a division the Kansas City Chiefs have absolutely dominated for the last decade. Make it 9 consecutive years. The Chiefs have won the AFC West divisional crown, hoping to make it a perfect 10 in a row. The Chiefs are booked as a favorite, slightly in minus money at minus 115, deservingly so. But DRS, there is an idea And there's been a little bit of a speckle of an idea that perhaps the last few years, KC could be knocked off its perch. It has not happened yet in the AFC West. But with the Chargers, an 11-win football team in year number one under Jim Harbaugh last year in L.A., making the postseason. The Broncos, a double-digit win football team in year number two under Sean Payton, with a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix, making the postseason. That those two teams continuing to improve this year might put a scare in Kansas City. How do you evaluate those AFC West odds, knowing how dominant the Chiefs have been within the division?
Getting ready for the Chiefs to be cheap as the leaders, that's what you're getting now. Because, look, I don't have the exact statistics or numbers over the past, let's just say, 5 years, but I don't think we ever see the Chiefs at a minus 115 price entering in the season with Andy Reid and also Patrick Mahomes healthy to start the NFL season, which they always are there and ready to go. But understand this, too. It used to be in the past, like, again, sometimes just a product of your division. Why were the New England Patriots so strong, you know, in the East? It's because when the season started, they had 5 automatic victories to start the season because of how bad that division was. That is a massive layup for the rest of the season to say, oh, they keep winding up with a 1 or 2 seed, which back in the day gave you a bye week there, and that's an added advantage. The Kansas City Chiefs for the past couple of years, to me, had that added advantage. You have 5 free wins in that division. That's no longer the case anymore. Look at them now, like the Chargers. You're not just going to go into Los Angeles with an easy victory and take over that building there. That's going to be a fight. The Denver Broncos have shown you now. They're looking to take that next step, which means we think we can win this division. And then say what you want about the Raiders, which I'm not high on the Vegas Raiders this year. We have a veteran quarterback and a veteran head coach where the expectations with Tom Brady are in town. Let's make our football team better. So it's no longer a layup that you just go to Vegas and handle business, or when Vegas comes to town, you easily walk over them. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about the Chiefs being a good team because I really like that wide receiver core this year. Worthy showed signs of taking that next step last year. You know, Hollywood Brown, you get Rashee Rice back into the fold. I like all of that stuff, but the things I used to love about the Chiefs were the easy division. No longer the case. They're going to have to earn their stripes this year in that division alone, Ben.
There is no doubt about it, DRS, but it's almost kind of crazy to see a team that has won a division 9 consecutive seasons and only be favored at a minus 115 price. Yeah. I will say, you saw the schedule there for Kansas City. It is by far the most difficult out of the 4 teams within the AFC West. In fact, it is the 6th hardest schedule around the National Football League this year based on the projected win total of their opponents. Not just a more difficult division against the Bolts, Broncos, and Raiders, but when you are Kansas City and you're Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and you have been the divisional champ, you're not only playing a first-place schedule each and every year, DRS, you're also that team that plays more primetime games, perhaps, or more notable standalone games than any other around the National Football League. I still think the Chiefs are going to win this division for a 10th consecutive season, despite the fact that I do believe, ultimately, the Chargers are going to be a playoff team. We'll see about Denver in just a matter of moments. But Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback in KC now for 7 years. All 7 years, the Chiefs have played in an AFC Championship game. 6 of those 7, they have hosted an AFC Championship game. And in his 7 seasons, DRS, as the starting quarterback when he has started the game, Mahomes is 35-5 against the AFC West. I understand we are always looking for something new. I understand that you are getting plus money prices on LA and Denver. But until I see that change, I am not going to bet it. I think KC wins the AFC West for 10 consecutive seasons.
Yeah, and why you can't fault you for that. Number one, they're favorite. Number two, you're right. Like, I used to come on this show for the last, year and a half saying, hey, you got Andy Reid there, you got Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, we're all good. Don't worry about anything else. But this now is a revamped team. Reworked that offensive line here. The defense, you know, is always going to be solid regardless of personnel under Steve Spagnuolo. But I hope the fact that we get to see that Patrick Mahomes of a couple years ago, let's bring that gunslinger mentality back, because it felt like for a while, Ben, it's like, hey, boring Chiefs team. We don't have the explosive plays. We'll lean on our defense, and Mahomes will make just enough plays here. I want to see them get back to that jetpack like they had with Tyreek Hill. Like, we are going to hit you up 3 plays, 62 yards, and a touchdown right off the bat. I'm not saying they can do that because Tyreek Hill is one of one here at wide receiver, but the fact that you have a lot of speed out there that's been in the system for over a year, we should see a more wide open offense for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and that should be a good thing here. Because how many Chiefs replays did we watch? Hey, Chiefs get up 6 points, slow the game down. Like, no, hit that gas pedal with a chance to do it. And maybe just the pressure of a better division around them, Ben, adds more urgency on a game-to-game basis where you can't just get up 13 points from the Broncos in the second quarter. Like, this team can't come back. This division can now come back. They're talented across the board.
Yeah, no doubt about it, DRS. And we will talk about the Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders on the other side of the break. Can LA replicate its success in its debut year under Jim Harbaugh? Can they take another step to being a conference contender and finally winning a playoff game for the first time in Justin Herbert's career? What does Bo Nix do for an encore in his sophomore season in the National Football League? All of that up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MacWeldon.com.
Division by division all week long around the National Football League. Now in this football month of July to get you ready for a new year in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs have won the AFC West 9 consecutive seasons. Will it be a 10th? I believe so. I still think Donnie believes they deserve to be the favorite as well. But they're not just walking to divisional crown number 10 consecutively because of the improvement in this division. Last year, DRS, year number one of the Jim Harbaugh era in Los Angeles. And the Chargers were great from the very start. They established the run. They took the pressure off Justin Herbert. The defense was playing lights out. The Bolts won 11 games. And then later in the year, the Chargers started to build back offensively, and we saw what Justin Herbert was capable of in his 5th National Football League season. And yet, they were a road favorite, laying 2.5 points in Houston against the Texans and came up on the losing end. Herbert's still awaiting playoff victory number one in his NFL career, but to win a playoff game, you got to get back to the postseason. What is your outlook on the Bolts entering 2025?
Yeah, I like the Bolts. A lot of team out there, a lot of people out there also, like the sexy picks, it feels like, are in Los Angeles this year, Ben, right? The NFC side, you got the Rams, like, hey, man, intriguing the way they ended the season. Maybe if, you know, a certain player named Jalen Carr doesn't break through the line, they actually can advance to the NFC Championship game and win a Super Bowl. But also from a Chargers perspective, expectations have to be realized sooner than later. We understand Harbaugh's a really good coach, laying that foundation of toughness. That's a big, nasty offensive line. So what do? You go in the draft, you get a really good running back in Hampton. You get Najee Harris. Yeah. So you know Harbaugh's like, I'm set in the backfield. I have my quarterback of the future, and also I need some wide receivers. Welcome back, Mike Williams. Now, Quentin Johnson, I don't think he's ever going to amount to much in the NFL, but you're not relying on him. Whatever he gives you or whatever catches he can actually make are going to be a positive. Ladd McConkey was fantastic last year, looking to take that next step this year. It's almost like saying, Ben, there's not a lot not to like for the Chargers here, but again, expectations have to be realized once they get to the field. There's no reason to believe like the Chargers lining up against the Chiefs, the Chargers should be like, hey, you know what? We feel we're the better football team here, at least mindset-wise. They have all the pieces to the puzzle, but so many times in the past, what did we get upset with the Chargers? They just weren't mentally tough to overcome those obstacles and always faded late in the season, regardless of who their head coach was. This new head coach in Harbaugh is supposed to sort of delay those tendencies and say, no, 14-14 late in the third quarter. This is our game. Let's go ahead and close this one out. No excuses for the Chargers this year. This isn't a, hey, I can't believe they won the division. No, the expectations are, Ben, they should win this division. They're talented enough.
Love what they did drafting Amari on Hampton. You add in Najee Harris. Yeah. That's a great backfield for Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman to work around. Ladd McConkey is clearly Justin Herbert's guy, but they also drafted Trey Harris out of Ole Miss, who was sensational last year before injuries crept up. I think he is talented. The offensive line is great. They add in the large Mekhi Becton along the left side or the right side of that offensive line. DRS, it's almost rinse and repeat for the Bolts this year, where I do believe double-digit wins is their outlook. The Chargers win total, not 7.5. It's 9.5. A little bit more juice on the under at -120. But I do think L.A. is going to sky over that and be a playoff team. Donnie, 7 teams right now around the AFC with a minus money price, ever so slightly favored to get to the AFC postseason. Mm-hmm. Of course, 7 teams now qualify for the playoffs in each conference, are 4 divisional champs and 3 wild card teams. 6th best price, Los Angeles. 7th best number in minus money, that being the Denver Broncos, who we did not think would win 10 games in Bo Nix's rookie year and year number 2 in Mile High under Sean Payton. Their preseason win total, 5.5. They skied over that. So how do they replicate success in Bo Nix's second season in the NFL in 2025?
That's why you have a great coach in Sean Payton, right? This is taking the next evolution, understanding and identifying the quarterback that you want in the draft and seeing it through here and teaching the kid how to play football the right way, but also while making mistakes, still learning on the fly. They were good last year. The next steps would be, hey, you know what? Let's go toe-to-toe with Kansas City again. Let's battle with the Chargers. Yeah. I don't think the expectations for me for the Denver Broncos are, we got to win this division or we didn't take a step forward. That's not the case, because that's a very tough division. But the next steps for Bo Nix, what are they? Do we regress from last year, which we do see some rookies who have a lot of success, because I always say in every show I go on, Ben, defensive coordinators are some of the smartest people on the planet. They have an entire sheet of film to watch on you in the offseason and say, you know what? He don't like to throw that 10-yard out. He doesn't like to throw the football over the middle into quick windows here. They'll understand that. But again, having Sean Payton as your coach, that's going to help some of those deficiencies. Mims Jr., Vele, Sutton, love the fact of what they have there at wide receiver, a good young talented crew, some intriguing running backs that we can look at, but more importantly, that defense can get after it. They got some pass rushers, one of the best cornerbacks in football in Sertan, so watch out for the Denver Broncos. But I don't want to feel like I'm saying it's boom or bust for them this year. They got to get to the playoffs. They got to win a playoff game. They got to win the division. Sometimes you have to take those steps forward, and they can take another step forward. On a week-to-week basis, that's not a team you're fading, the Denver Broncos, man. They're going to be ready day number one.
No doubt about it. And last year, DRS, to start off Bo Nix's rookie campaign, they were booked as an underdog. Often they were pulling off upsets and winning outright. This year, they're not going to be an underdog for a majority of their schedule. When you look at the strength of schedule around the AFC West, we mentioned the Chiefs have the hardest schedule in this division. Broncos, the easiest. The Chargers, just behind. In fact, Denver is the largest favorite for the week one slate. They are a full touchdown favorite at home at altitude against the Tennessee Titans. And again, the weight of expectation, the Broncos win total also 9.5 with some juice on the under, but a -114 price for Denver and Bo Nix to get back to the playoffs. DRS, the Las Vegas Raiders will be an interesting team. Pete Carroll was a surprising hire as the head coach. You trade for Geno Smith. You have often said you like the moves Las Vegas made this offseason for stability, for a foundation in this Rocky franchise. How many wins does it result in this year for Vegas?
I don't know. Look, the problem here with me with Vegas is, what are we judging them on this year? Because they're not going to win anything. You didn't find your future quarterback, but there is something to be said about, we are so far rudderless in this organization. It would be nice just to be competent on a week-to-week basis. You're going to get that. But I don't know if you sort of set back your future by saying, welcome in Geno Smith, as opposed to tanking and finally getting that quarterback of the future, which they've been waiting for a long time.
We'll have one more point on the AFC West before getting to the NFC next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
We continue to go division by division, about to be in the NFC, starting with the NFC West, what should be one of the most competitive divisions in all of football in 2025. One final point on the Las Vegas Raiders, DRS, and the AFC West. Of course, the acquisition and the trade for Geno Smith. Pete Carroll is the new head coach. They know each other from their time together in Seattle. They draft Ashton Gentry, sixth overall. He's the favorite to be Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL, and they had a rookie record setter last year in the tight end, Brock Bowers. They bring back Max Crosby. They pay him a ton. Christian Wilkins, who was acquired last offseason. Now, I'm not thinking the Raiders are a 9 or 10 win football team or a playoff contender, but I don't think Las Vegas is a doormat in this division in the AFC West. And that stability with Pete Carroll at the helm and Geno Smith at the signal caller, I think is certainly there in Sin City.
And by the way, I think their defense stinks overall. Like, we love Max Crosby. The guy can really get after the pass. But here's why I'm talking about that, where you say maybe Donnie doesn't want to bet them season-long win totals or to take them on a game-to-game basis to cover the point spread. But do we also forget, like, Chip Kelly's coming back to the NFL. Like, maybe you don't like him as a head coach, but the guy knows offense here, and I'm intrigued to see what that offense is going to do. Are we running a tempo? That could be fantastic. It may be one of those things, Ben, that gets corrected early in September, where maybe their team totals or game totals are a little bit low because we don't know what to anticipate out of Chip Kelly. But the one thing we do know is he knows his way around. He'll get them in the right spots here. Brock Bowers is a wonderful tight end. Geno Smith's a veteran quarterback, and they have an electric running back. Maybe we get some surprise team totals early from the Raiders.
I like that point, DRS. It will be one way to bet the Raiders each and every week all year long. And they're good up front defensively. They did add Jermaine Pratt, who, of course, was released by the Bengals despite being Cincy's leading tackler each of the past 2 years earlier in the offseason. Again, a 10-win football team and a playoff team? Probably not. There's always one surprise team we did not expect, but maybe 6-7 wins. Win total 4, Las Vegas 7.5. The under has a hefty bit of juice at -160, but I think they're going to be a competitive thorn in the side of many, certainly within the division of the AFC West. All right. All four divisions around the AFC now in the books. For our divisional preview this week, let's head over to the other conference, but we stay on the West Coast. The NFC West, DRS, where this division, when you look at some of the divisional prices, win totals, and conference championship odds, incredibly intriguing. The 49ers, now the shortest price ever so slightly by a dime, 10 cents, in front of the Rams to win the divisional crown. Plus 165 for San Francisco, plus 175 for LA. They are the reigning NFC West champions. And the Cardinals and the Seahawks both have win totals at 7.5 or 8.5. The floor, the basement of this division is not all that far down. How do you evaluate those odds around the NFC West?
Yeah, it's interesting to see what we'll get out of Seattle. Like, do we have just one of those years that got really lucky on a quarterback in Sam Darnold in Minnesota playing with a great offensive coordinator, a great, you know, wide receiver set, and had the perfect situation? Now he's going to go off to the Pacific Northwest where maybe that situation is so great. Arizona Cardinals, a little bit of intrigue there, right? Because you got a team that looks like they're on the come up here, stacking more talent, Gannon with another year. But those aren't the focal points here. It's the two teams in the state of California. It's the 49ers and it's the Rams. But honestly, like, there's a lot of question marks with the San Francisco 49ers, Ben, that we didn't have in the past couple years. Like, hey, Christian McCaffrey's healthy. Yeah, but this time, how for long? You take a look at the wide receiving corps. No longer Deebo Samuel is there, and some people say, oh, it's good to get him out of San Francisco. We'll see. But Brandon Ayuk was on a path to stardom. He had a devastating knee injury. We'll see what we get out of him.
Yeah,
sure, Jennings stepped up, and you still have George Kittle, Ricky Pearsall. You're looking to take that next step. I get it, but also, the one constant on that football team was you are going to get a kick-ass defense, a lot of changing parts, getting a little bit older at this point. Can you still trust one of the San Francisco 49ers to be dominant on defense, which was really their calling card outside of Kyle Shanahan calling plays and dialing them up for Brock Purdy? And also with Brock Purdy, Ben, right? The expectations of, hey, cute little kid out there, quarterback making $1 million. He's a $50 million man expected to deliver, where 2 years ago, I might have had higher thought processes on the 49ers than I do now. A quality football team, but way more questions to answer than I want to start an NFL season, Ben.
It's a really good point, DRS, and we're not just talking 50 mil for Brock Purdy. Of course, we are talking 55 mil for Brock Purdy. How does that change San Francisco's outlook, not only with the expectation and pressure on their starting quarterback, but also what they're able to do? It's one of the reasons, DRS, as we'll focus on the Niners and the rest of the division on the other side of the break, the defensive depth chart for San Francisco looks a little bit different, especially up front in 2025. The NFC West in full next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Division by division, with a focus right now on our first of four in the NFC. It's the NFC West. The San Francisco 49ers, a dismal and disappointing 2024 campaign following a run to a second Super Bowl in 5 years. And DRS, from an odds perspective, the Niners have been an odds darling for the last half decade. Last year, though, significant injuries, one of the main reasons that San Francisco never amounted to those sky-high expectations, and just a six-win season. Some reshuffling on the roster, because when you have to pay your quarterback in Brock Purdy, who you were getting on the cheap and a large discount in the first 3 years of his NFL career, you're going to have to move some things around. Javon Hargrave, Javon Kinlaw, no longer there up front. Nick Bosa remains on the defense, as does Fred Warner, who was extended this offseason. George Kittle and Brock Purdy both receiving those large contract extensions and new deals as well. We'll see about Brandon Ayuk when he comes back, suffering a torn ACL last season. Yeah. Can Ricky Pearsall find his groove now in the NFL in year number two? And can Christian McCaffrey, dealing with Achilles tendonitis in both legs a season ago, get back to the health we had seen in his first year and a half or so with the 49ers? I ask you the question this way, DRS. Obviously, you can't turn off injuries, especially in the NFL.
Yeah.
But if the 49ers remain relatively healthy throughout 2025, how high is their ceiling once again by the Bay?
always going to be high. Like, I love their head coach. I think he's a top three play caller in the NFL, to be honest. And if you're going to be putting Brock Purdy in good situations with talent around him and a really healthy running back core, because the calling card, it always felt for me the 49ers. It wasn't like, yeah, Shanahan dials up killer plays out there where guys are running wide open. It was the home run threat at the running back position, which was like, wow, they're one of the few teams in the NFL that uses explosive plays in the run game and consistently doing that with basically track stars. And when McCaffrey came over from the Carolina Panthers, they sort of, you know, upped that another level. Like, wait a second, this offense, everybody's running wide open, and a running back I just can't stop, both in the backfield catching, in the backfield running and also catching passes. It feels like this season really sets up, which it's crazy to talk about this in the NFL, like, well, how good is your running game? Like Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia or Derrick Henry in Baltimore. It's equally important. Like, you tell me McCaffrey, and I don't even know for the entirety of the season, Ben, just give me September, right, to sort of evaluate this. Whoa, McCaffrey looks like he hasn't lost a step. Like, the Niners will be back. Like, that is such an unbelievable weapon to have, which opens everything up in the play action pass. And we're not worried about Brock Purdy. Like, hey, you know what? Fluke year one, fluke year two. Like, the guy's a legitimately good starter in the NFL. Now, compensation wise, is he worth the $55 million? We'll find out. But I just feel like this season goes as McCaffrey goes, which is easy to say. Like, yeah, McCaffrey gets injured, they won't be as good. Of course, that's the case. But if we get a glimpse of what we had with McCaffrey on the 49ers a year and a half ago, this might open up some eyes and open up some eyes early in the season for me, Ben, on the 49ers.
CMC, of course, DRS in his final 2 years, his final two 4 years in Carolina, played a total of 10 games. Yeah. It's when the injury bug started to creep into the conversation around McCaffrey and where he stood in the NFL. But when he was traded by the Panthers midway through 2022, he had largely played in basically every game, including those ones of high importance like NFC championships and Super Bowls for San Francisco. Prior to last season, it was the 49ers reaching the NFC title game 4 of the last 5 years. Of course, last year, McCaffrey only played 4 games, and San Francisco only won 6. So DRS, of course, that ceiling is high if the 49ers can remain relatively healthy. But I ask you this, would you bet the 49ers to win the division or the reigning champs in the LA Rams at a plus 170 price? A lot of high hopes in the city of angels for Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, and the Rams entering 2025.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, which is why they're priced so appropriately. They're plus 165 and also like a little bit, was it plus 165, excuse me, and plus 175. Yeah. You take a look at the lineup. Here's the issue I have, though. Are we falling in love a little bit too much with the Rams? Because it's a really good team. The defense is set. I love that front seven and linebacking core. It's young. It gets after the quarterback, and that's always the building block and a foundation of that defense. Sean McVay is a fantastic head coach. He's already won a Super Bowl, and he won that Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. Like, hey, ring chase with Stafford hasn't gotten it done. No, he has gotten it done. You look at the wide receiver position. Like, Puka Nacua, I think, is going to be unbelievable this year. You say, hey, is he going to take a step back because Davante Adams there? No, you just can't now roll your coverage and compound Nacua, and Adams will help that with a guy at quarterback in Stafford. Rejuvenation, right? That's your arm is still as strong as ever. Williams in the backfield, one of the best in football. A really talented offensive line. But sometimes we get caught up in this where, hey, who's those hot teams heading into next year? And as we talked about the AFC West, it's like, boy, we like the Chargers. But I do think everybody loves the Rams. Now, the expectation, well, Don, you can love the Rams. They can still win 12 football games in the division and certainly maybe be the number one overall seed in the NFC. But sometimes even me, being around the block so many times here, where I know that a hot team that comes up, hey, what's up with the Rams? You know, 3-4 to start the season as opposed to, oh, I thought they would be 6-1 or 7-1. I really like the Rams. If we had to pick today, Donnie, who's going to win that division? I am still going to give that nod to the Rams because I just like the expectations from last year really have ramped up into the season, and everybody understands this should be a Super Bowl caliber team. It just has to play out on the field. And if we just equate it to the San Francisco 49ers, why give the edge to the Rams? Less questions from you, Ben, with the Rams to be answered. I like the defense. Yeah. I like the quarterback. The running back's healthy. Nacua is fantastic. You add a top-level wide receiver in Adams. Like, I don't have a lot of question marks here on the Rams. It's just a good football team hitting the ground in September.
No doubt about it, DRS. And I think LA is that team, maybe more than most. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers. Can they take that next step? But I think the Rams are that team. That is the hot team this offseason where we expect, hey, not just 10 wins in a playoff spot, But could this team play for a Super Bowl in Santa Clara? By the way, at the home of the San Francisco 49ers this upcoming February. The Rams have not gotten off to great starts in either of the past two seasons, where they have ultimately won 10 games. Last year, started 1-4, then won 9 of their next 11 to clinch the division by the end of week 17. 2 years ago in 2023, 8-3-6 start, they won 7 of their final 8 to get the double-digit victories and earn a playoff spot. Matthew Stafford is back. You add Devontae Adams. Sure, Cooper Kupp is gone, but Puka Nacua remains. And I think, DRS, one of the main points of optimism for LA is how that young defense, especially up front, improved week by week in the tail end of last season and put that on full display in the playoffs as well. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Verse, anchors that young core under Chris Shula that has only gotten better. Now, one of the reasons the NFC West is so interesting and is going to be incredibly competitive this year, you look at the win totals for Arizona, 8.5, even juice on both sides, -110 to the over and the under. And the Seahawks in year number 2 under Mike McDonald, +550, longest to win the division. But the win total in the Northwest, DRS, is 7.5, and the over has the juice at -135. Enter Sammy D in Sam Darnold. Yeah. The Seahawks were the only team to win 10 games last year. They ended up 10-7, the 15th team of 32 around the NFL to win 10 games, and the only one not to make the playoffs. Again, the floor of this division, not all that far of a drop-off.
No, it's not. And that Seattle defense isn't bad here. And also you got McDonald as the head coach, a defensive-minded guy. But now you bring in a quarterback that I do think is better than Geno Smith, or the upside, I should say, is better than Geno Smith. We always love the game, the ground game for Seattle if they can stay healthy. But also, you had Valdez Scantling, who you might say, like, that really doesn't move the needle. He adds a component here of pure speed down the field, which allows Cooper Kupp, if he can regain his form somewhat to what we should see with the Rams, can sort of operate underneath. Yeah. And then Smith and Jigba is an emerging dominant wide receiver in the NFL. It has the makings of a competitive team. And you're right. When you look at the West, the same thing we talk about, where's your layup games here? There are no layup games. You're going to get a good punch out of Seattle, a good punch out of Arizona, the Rams, and also the 49ers. I do think we're sleeping a little bit here on Seattle. But if you can get 75% of what we used to get out of Cooper Kupp, why can't this offense move the football, right?
No doubt about it. The Hawks were 4-2 in the division last year. One final point on the NFC West, the NFC North on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Are we sleeping on Seattle, a place that is often sleepless? Hey, how about that? Yeah. The Arizona Cardinals, 8.5 to win total in year number 3 under Jonathan Gannon. And DRS, this is a team that has been pretty good under Gannon. Kyler Murray expected to take yet another step. Marvin Harrison Jr. came on strong later in his rookie campaign and has added some muscle this offseason. Always those lovely offseason highlights. Trey McBride, one of the best young and emerging tight ends in the NFL. And DRS, when you look at Arizona in the 2 years under Gannon so far, 20-14 against the spread, fifth best cover team the last two seasons in the National Football League. Can they keep those games from being competitive and close to outright victories and maybe be a playoff team around the NFC?
Yeah, it could be. You never know. Like the expansion of the teams that we think should be competitive is going to be fun to watch, specifically in the NFC West. If you take a look at the Arizona Cardinals, like what is always the knock on them? Well, Kyler Murray is just a little bit too small at this point. He's going to get injured, runs around too much, and you can't win like that on offense. But it is another year of Jonathan Gannon setting up that defense, and there is more talent there on a year-to-year basis. It is one of those teams to watch, and you know, filming episodes here of pro, you know, football today. One guy on that desk that really likes the Arizona Cardinals here, and I'm not going to release who that actually is. You have to watch the programming coming up this week for that. But there are eyes on the prize for Arizona, and why not at this point? If you get a quarterback play out of Kyler Murray, which you have in the past, and they've had some good starts here, staying healthy and not being injured, why not? There's a lot of why not teams. That's one of them here out in the West. Yeah.
DRS, there was a couple of pieces for your Eagles after winning a Super Bowl along the front of that defensive line.
Yeah.
We knew that Philly probably could not retain just because of the price tag. One of them being Josh Sweat. After 7 years with the Eagles, he is now with another birded team in the Cardinals. Provides a great boost up front. They drafted Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss as well. I like this Arizona team entering 2025. If I still had to pick a divisional champ, it would be the LA Rams. But I would not be surprised to see multiple, if not three, NFC West playoff teams by the time all is said and done. Could say the same thing, though, DRS, out of the NFC North that sent three teams to the postseason last year. All three teams won at least 11 games. The Lions the best, 15-2, winning the division. The Vikings the second best, 14 wins, although a lot of change this year in Minneapolis. The Packers won 11 games as well. In year number two, Caleb Williams, rookie head coach of the Windy City in Ben Johnson. DRS, much like the NFC West, the NFC North is about to be stacked this season. What do you like in this division?
Yeah, they're going to beat each other up, no doubt about it. And all eyes will be on Detroit once again. Unbelievably talented. It didn't work out in their favor last year. They were so injured on defense, and Washington came on and just put it on them in that divisional round tier. Smashed them. They go to the NFC Championship game, and a lot to be left to be in their tank. So, you know what? Why didn't Detroit, weren't they able to get over the hump? Well, also now, as you saw with the Philadelphia Eagles, on a talented team that actually went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, Ben, they lost their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. And boy, that next season, they did get off hot, but it crashed and burned in the end because you just didn't have that stability on both offense and defense. Now you look at Detroit, who's like, you know what? We're built on grit. We're going to build this from the ground up. Ben Johnson was the best play caller in the NFL. He is no longer there. You also get the double whammy in that division. Now, you didn't lose Ben Johnson to the Indianapolis Colts. Won't see him for a while. Mm. You lost him to the Chicago Bears, who are amped up with all the talent in the world, a franchise quarterback that just needs direction, and he's going to get that direction and much more here. That's fun to watch. The Minnesota Vikings breaking in a new quarterback. Not necessarily a rookie, but just doesn't have any starts under his belt in J.J. McCarthy. The Green Bay Packers are always going to be there with Matt LaFleur, one of the best head coaches in the NFL. It just looks like it's one of those divisions where he's say to yourself, and look at the price points, right? Detroit plus 155, the bottom feeder is the Bears with all that talent at plus 550. And if you want to win a championship, we talk about the Buffalo Bills or the ease of schedule on some of these teams, just get me that number one seed. I don't know, and it's not because the talent isn't there. Like the Bears, the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings can ascend to a number one seed. Why? Because every single week in division, Ben, is going to be such a dogfight from start to finish all the way through. But the biggest question mark in this division is not what we're getting out of Ben Johnson for the Chicago Bears, not what I'm getting out of J.J. McCarthy. Can the Green Bay Packers respond after making the playoffs and losing to the Philadelphia Eagles? It's the Lions and Ben Johnson calling that, because I used the term yesterday. It's sort of an analogy. Like, you can have an F-16 fighter pilot, right? The best in the world and a great machine in an F-16. But take that great fighter power out. You still have a great machine, but how does it maneuver? Yeah. Like, what do we see out of Detroit early? Same aggression? Is it the same old, we don't have to worry? Or is it, boy, man, what's up with the play calling here? And that might be it.
And Donnie, it's such a good point, right? Because if you look on paper, head coaches back, and basically every single significant player on both sides of the football for Detroit back as well. What was the thing plaguing the Lions in that divisional round against the Commanders? A defense that was just absolutely depleted, losing guys up front, like we obviously knew with Aiden Hutchinson not there. Who's the big man up front that I'm blanking on? Aleem Ford? That's not right. Aleem, somebody help me out. Aleem McNeil, thank you, who is one of the best interior D linemen in all of football. Those guys are back. We should expect them to be healthy. So, DRS, if there is not that large of a steep drop-off from coordinators, Ben Johnson now to John Morton offensively, who did work in Detroit under Ben Johnson in the turnaround under Dan Campbell, and Kelvin Shepherd, who was the linebackers coach under Aaron Glenn, now takes over the play-calling duties as that DC. If there is not that large of a steep-off, drop off, I should say, the Lions are going to be back. But that's a large if to figure out. In fact, I think there's questions around all four teams in this division. Not on the Packers getting to the playoffs as a 10, 11, or 12 win football team, but do they have enough to truly be a conference contender? The odds makers believe so. What is Minnesota going to look like? You said J.J. McCarthy, not a rookie. Technically correct. Yep. But, of course, he was injured in his first ever preseason game, wasn't even healthy last year. It is his de facto rookie campaign. How much of a drop-off can we expect from a 14-win Minnesota team to this season where the win total is 8.5 and the over has the juice? And the Bears, man, a lot of promise, a lot of hope. And a lot of expectation. We'll continue going around the NFC North on the other side of the break. Who do we expect to live up to the expectation or maybe even exceed it? That's next on The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing. Clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. We go division by division. Right now, DRS, in my estimation, we ask the question each and every summer, each and every offseason. Yeah. What is the hardest division in football? What is the most competitive division in football? What is the best division in football? My answer to that question in 2025 is the NFC North. It is going to be a gauntlet for these teams beating up on one another. And I think it's a division, DRS, where you could make a case for any of these four teams to be a playoff team, and a couple of the teams at the top, perhaps, if you're going to win the division, to be that true Super Bowl contender. The Lions have the second best price to win the NFC, only behind the Philadelphia Eagles. When you call it the most competitive division in the National Football League, you better have some stats to back it up. Donnie, I think one of the indications is seeing all four teams in this division have four of the 10 hardest schedules around the NFL this year because they're all playing each other and there will be no easy weeks within the NFC North.
Yeah, no easy way out there is how you want to look at it, too. And also, you're right about that. And that's sometimes when we talk about the Super Bowl odds or who you want to take. It's like, oh, I think this team should be priced a little bit higher. Well, if they beat each other up and you say, all right, man, boy, we struggled just to get 10 wins, that means your path to the in the playoffs is going to be much harder. Not because you're not a good football team. It's just that you don't have the standings there to be a 1-2 or, let's just say, a 3 seed at that point. Somebody has to win the division. Somebody's going to get a home game. I think the most intriguing team in this division, to be honest, is the Green Bay Packers, because I just think we think of them as like an afterthought, which isn't fair. They're a playoff team, one of the better head coaches in the NFL. You get Golden out of Texas here as a wide receiver to go with Reed and Dobbs, like interchangeable parts at the wide receiver position. Josh Jacobs was phenomenal last year. I like a lot of pieces on their defense, but they sort of get overshadowed where the funness of the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, we know already a good team, and everybody wants to pay attention. Say, oh, well, let's just see what Minnesota is going to do with J.J. McCarthy. I just think they're a known commodity in Green Bay that we do overlook with the chance to be high level, because you saw them last year. They fought the Eagles in game number one in Brazil. They fought the Eagles in the playoffs. The Eagles just were a better team and they were on the road at that point here. But there is talent on Green Bay and a very good coaching staff that I think sometimes we look at this division, Ben, and just overlook the Packers as if, again, the fun team in the Bears, the established team in the Lions. And yeah, we'll see what we get out of the Green Bay Packers, but that's a really good football team.
Yeah, no doubt about it, DRS. I think if there was a team that I expected a drop-off, I'm a little bit hesitant on the Vikings to buy into the idea that the win total is 8.5 and the juice is on the over in a pretty hefty amount at -150. In fact, the Vikes at 10-1, a slightly better price than even Green Bay at 11-1 to win the NFC Championship. The Vikings have a lot of belief in J.J. McCarthy. But for me, when he was drafted 10th overall two Aprils ago now in the 2024 NFL draft, there was a lot of production that wasn't necessarily a part of the projection. Winning ways at Michigan, no doubt. In terms of lighting it up statistically, where I think that skill set translates to the National Football League, I am hesitant. If you wanted an offense, though, to throw to, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones, all back as well, still coordinated by Kevin O'Connell, it is a great situation to find yourself a part of. And I love this defense for the Vikings under Brian Flores that I don't think gets enough credit. And they were an absolute turnover machine last year, taking the ball away numerous, numerous times, leading to all those fun celebrations and dances. DRS, Green Bay has some questions to answer in terms of winning playoff games with Jordan Love and being a true conference contender. Pulled the upset over the Cowboys 2 years ago. Were thought of as a team, of course, that could challenge the Eagles in the NFC postseason. Didn't look all that great. I still think the Lions win this division. And maybe I'm dumb, man, but I can't give up. I can't quit on the Chicago Bears, who I think built things up along the trenches this offseason. They solidified that O-line. You bring in Joe Tooney. You bring in Jonah Jackson as well. Drew Dahlman to be that center. On the other side, you add Grady Jarrett from the Atlanta Falcons. If they can protect Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson and how that offense goes, I think the Bears might be the surprise. I say that in air quotes, team, if you want to call it that. 8.5 is the win total. The under has the juice. I think the Chicago Bears are making the playoffs this year.
That's my fun team, right? Sometimes you take a look at a team that's up and coming, say, what can we get out of them? I mean, we just saw a quarterback who people were thinking of tanking their entire franchise to get. And then once you get in the building, you give them a defensive coordinator as a head coach and say, there's a TV, there's a tape recorder, go watch some film and hopefully get something out of it. You now have the premier play caller that is going to be honing his skills with Ben Johnson being the quarterback coach slash offensive coordinator and head coach here. This team should move. Here's what I want to see. That aggressiveness in Detroit. If he brings as to Chicago, team totals will be fun in the Windy City.
Yes, they will. Hour number three next.